Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
We're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
Dori.
Kate.
Hi.
Hello.
Reunited.
It's been a while.
I took a trip.
You sure did.
My husband and I took an adult trip.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Italy.
Yeah.
And it was our 10-year wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Present to ourselves. Thank you. It's not until August, but my lips are getting stuck around words again. But this was the only time we could go, and we actually did it.
We left our kids. Yeah.
We stayed in a hotel.
Yeah, you really did the thing.
We did the thing. We've never done that thing before.
How did it feel?
It was awesome.
Great.
It was really great. I mean, I had numerous experiences abroad, which I listed in a list to talk, literally what every day I was like, gotta talk about this. Can't wait to talk about this. Just schlepping around Italy, thinking of things that needed to be mentioned
on the podcast. I love it.
The first being,
yes,
we had a 13-hour direct flight from Los Angeles to Rome.
Okay.
An overnight, you know, like a sleeping flight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I went crazy, like preparing for how I was going to like nurture myself.
Mm-hmm. 13 hours is a long ass flight.
A long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had like an eye mask and earplugs and I took Benadryl. You know, I had all these big plans. And so I was like, you know what? This is going to be the time I face mask on a plane.
Okay.
And with the help of our Instagram stories audience, I bought a face mask at Target that I thought would work.
Yes.
It came in this like little packet, almost like a container of ranch dressing from Domino's.
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh. It was called the Neutrogena Hydro Boost Moisturizing Overnight Face Mask.
Great.
Sounded great, right?
Yes.
Better than a sheet mask. Like we were, look, I've never sheet masked on a plane, but I was sitting in the aisle seat in coach. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's a very public area.
Mm.
So I didn't think I was comfortable sheet masking.
I get it.
Plus I was-
You want to ease into it.
I wanted to, you know, break the seal.
Sure.
So I did this overnight face mask and I had two very awkward interactions while I was wearing this mask. The first, I put it on. It's like a nice gel.
Okay.
I put it on at my seat.
Okay.
And I don't think I didn't look in a mirror, so I didn't know what I looked like. I thought it was just going to like absorb. I have this mask on my face.
Yes.
It's dark. And I get up at one point to go to the bathroom. And there's this mom with a child trying to find the bathroom that had a changing table. So I was like helping her and we figured it out and I felt very good. And then I got into my own bathroom and I looked in the mirror and I had globs of this face mask in my, all over my face, but in my eyebrows that I looked like in Something About Mary where she has jizz on her head.
Oh, sure.
That is what I looked like.
Okay.
And I realized this poor woman was staring at me while I had like just globs of gel hanging off my face. So that was one moment.
But she didn't say anything.
She didn't. She was probably, you know, she was dealing with trying to change a baby's diaper on a plane. I don't think she noticed. But then a few hours later, then I rubbed it in, thought I had solved it. A few hours later, I get up to go to the bathroom again. And I have this very awkward interaction with an Italian man who I like kept trying to ask him if he was waiting for a restroom. And I think he was just stretching his legs, but he gave me a very weird look. And then I go into the bathroom again and I notice that this mask, what it does is it peels. So like it clumps all over your face. So it, you know when you have a sunburn and then your skin starts to peel up? That's what my face looked like once the mask had kind of dried. I had just chunks of white stuff all over my face. So this sheet mask that I thought would be a mask that I thought would be like a discreet, easy, plain mask ended up being kind of, and then I was like peeling off clumps and the clumps of the mask were kind of all over me.
Oh, yeah.
That being said, I thought it was a nice mask. It made my skin feel good.
Yeah, how did you feel when you got off the plane?
I felt, I mean, crazy because I hadn't slept. Yeah. Yes, but my skin felt good. I've sprayed that caudally mist all over it. Yeah. I mean, I was like, I was obsessively moisturizing, drinking jugs of water. I mean, I look, it's like I get into survival mode now that I'm almost like a 40-year-old woman. I'm in this new phase of my life.
Yeah.
Where getting on a plane means I got to stay hydrated in all parts of my body.
Yeah.
You know, I brought baby wipes for going to the bathroom or, I mean, I went nuts, but it felt good. So anyway, that was my experience masking on a plane.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it was like a catastrophe.
No, it was just, I realized I had thought it was going to be this very subtle thing that I did.
Right.
And instead I looked like a person who was masking on a plane, which is fine.
Which is fine. Who cares?
Who gives a shit?
Did you mask on the way back?
What? No, I didn't because I had that weird clumping experience. I just moisturized.
Okay.
I drank approximately 2 gallons of water.
Okay.
But I have used that Neutrogena mask since I got home because I had two and I think it's very nice.
Good.
Yeah. Was it? And I love
I've
the
never
way
used it.
I love how it smells. It smells how you wanted skincare to smell when you were 12, like that kind of medicinal. I don't know how to describe it, but it's like
you feel clean.
It's like when you first used Noxzema. And you were like, what is this spicy scent?
Yeah. Does anyone use Noxzema anymore?
I don't know. Let us know if you do, listeners.
I'm curious.
Yeah, why not? But, you know, I used a lot of bidets in Europe.
Yeah, what else happened on this trip?
Two other big things.
Okay.
One, both my hotels had bidets, but not just bidets. Next to each bidet were hand towels and soap. And, Dory, I meant to bring it for you and I forgot. Each of these hotels provided something called intimate cleanser.
Uh-huh.
And so at the first hotel, I was like, is this like a like a genital wash?
Right. Like summer's eve.
Yes. I didn't know what it was. And I didn't ask my husband. I just every day I would go in and I'd be like, why am I supposed to wash my vagina? I didn't know. At the second hotel on the little soap dish rack, they had a bar of soap and then also a little packet called intimate cleanser. And then I realized it's like bidet wash.
So they had
a bar of soap so you could just get that bar of soap up in there, and then they had little hand towels for your butt towels. So that was really nice, and I used the bidet and I thought it was fantastic, and I would 100% install one in my home if that was a financial option.
Yeah,
it was great. I mean, it's ridiculous looking. The first 2 days I was like, is that a urinal? And I think it's a bidet, but it's actually a urinal. But it's a bidet.
Well, you can get, I mean, I got one on Amazon for like $60.
Oh, you better believe while I'm here at your home, I'm going to go check it out.
Check it out.
The other thing I noticed while I was away is that I really struggled with my body issues.
Mm.
They like weird body dysmorphia stuff. I never know how to say that word.
Dysmorphia?
Dysmorphia. Really flared up. And I was like able to be conscious of the fact that I was dealing with it, or that it was happening and it wasn't real, but also it was still a struggle.
What do you think? What was the cause of this?
I think it was, I didn't realize how much like my routine of what I eat and how I exercise, while in my brain I'm like, this is healthy, it also is maybe a bit of a crutch or just something that. I don't know. I'm doing a lot of like reflecting on it now and I'm going to head back to therapy soon. So I feel like this will be a good thing to talk about. But I'm just kind of reflecting on trying to figure out what it was. Also, you know, we were drinking a lot of wine and we were like ordering plates of meat.
And you're in Italy.
Meat.
So
we're
like, of Italy, course you're like,
let's have this cheese pasta. But also I didn't want that to block myself from eating things that I was excited about and trying new things. And so it was like every day was a real dance. And I had this crazy moment that happened to me while I was on the trip. I was like, I was doing that stupid thing where I was like, I'm gaining weight. And then I got home and my clothes, I put my clothes on that were at home and they fit just fine. And I realized it was all in my head. And it was very unsettling for me because I was so like deeply in this like torment of like, oh my God, I'm gaining weight. Oh my God, when I get home, I'm going to have to lose weight. Like, I mean, and look, I don't know. This is a real struggle for me. I feel kind of embarrassed to be even talking about it, but just the mind games that we're playing with ourselves in terms of our bodies is just a real thing for me. And I have to really separate like what's fiction and what's real. Mm-hmm. And then above all else, like what's healthy for me?
Yeah. You know? Like what should I care about?
Yes. And like what's most important about my body? It's that it's like, that I'm a healthy person, you know, that I'm not dealing with an illness, that that my body like sustains me and I can walk and I can run, you know, like I've just been doing a lot of reflecting, Dory.
Yeah. We're going to talk to one of the hosts, Amina Tussaud.
Oh my God.
Of Call Your Girlfriend on a future episode, but Call Your Girlfriend had an episode recently on body positivity that touches on a lot of these issues.
Yeah. I listened to it
and
recently. It really resonated with me.
I think for anyone kind of thinking about this stuff, you should check it out.
I also feel, I don't want to say I feel stupid being like, I struggle with this because I'm an able-bodied person. Two, like I fall into the, whatever the word is of like what our society deems is an acceptable body.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm very like, so I'm already privileged in that sense of like, So I'm like, why am I even fucking with my brain? I don't know. I got to go to therapy, Dory.
I mean, I think, I mean,
I
sure.
Think you do, Kate.
I think everyone should go to therapy,
yes.
But I also think, you know, going on vacation can be fraught in part because we're like, you're so excited to go on vacation.
Uh-huh.
You have all these expectations. You're spending a lot of money. You know, you want it to be amazing. You feel like it should be amazing. You feel like every single moment of vacation should be amazing. Or maybe I'm projecting. This is how
I get that way
feel.
Too.
And then, you know, you get there and you're still you. You're still living your life.
Yes. All your shit's still with
all
you.
All your shit's still with you.
Your literal baggage.
Right. But then you're also, like you were saying, like, you're out of your comfort zone. You're out of your routine. So even if it is this amazing vacation and you're in Italy and it's beautiful and you are eating this amazing food, it's like there is this sort of dissonance where you have to also reconcile with all the stuff you've been dealing with. And I think it can, especially when you are dealing with these issues, I think it can be hard to be out of your routine. You know, when my husband and I went on vacation, it was really hard for him, because he is someone who struggles with a lot of this stuff. And it was very tough. And then when we got home, he felt so much better just kind of being back in his routine. So, you know, I don't think we should discount those feelings.
Well, thank you.
So
thank you, Dory.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a lot of stuff that all came up for me while I was also like vacationing in a very beautiful country.
Yeah.
But it was really cool. I don't know.
Yeah.
Overall, it was a really wonderful experience. And also I do think it's good when those moments happen to just be like, well, here's a thing about me. I'm going to observe it and just like, try not to get mad at myself for behaving a certain way or feeling a certain way and just know that it's happening and like make a note of it and start to figure out why and,
totally.
And how I can approach these things in the healthiest way possible.
Totally.
Sorry. I hope I just unloaded on everybody.
Well, this
is a podcast about serums and my issues.
And unloading.
Okay. Unloading.
I mean,
thank you.
That's what this is about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm calm.
So how have you been since you got back?
Well, I bought a really big notebook that I'm trying to keep to-do lists in.
Ooh.
I'm good. You know what? It was nice to come home.
Yeah.
I also, the thing about being away from your life is always for me, I feel like I can really, it helps me value what I have.
Totally.
I was happy to come home to my family.
And they must have been so excited to see you.
My kids were pumped. My dog was so pumped. I missed my dog.
Lucy.
You know, and also just, it's wonderful to be able to get to be away.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful we got to do that. But also it was nice to come back. And I enjoy, I like my quiet routines in my life.
Yeah.
And getting up and having, waking up and washing my face in my bathroom and having my coffee. So
yeah, it's good to appreciate those things.
Yes, it was really nice overall. And I'm happy to be back doing the podcast.
Totally.
I did the whole time. I was like, gotta pod this, gotta pod that. Should I go into this pharmacy and look for skincare? I didn't buy anything.
Oh, okay.
What did I miss in your life while I was gone? You've got a lot of stuff going on.
Well, I'm doing another IVF cycle.
Is that exciting? Is that stressful? Is it a whole combination of emotions?
You know, for people who listen to my other podcast, Matt and Dory's Excellent Adventure, this might be a little bit repetitive, so I apologize, but I think most listeners probably don't, so I will just say it. I'm feeling just sort of like, it's like Zen / resigned. It's sort of just like, oh, okay, this is what I do now. I do IVF, mm-hmm. You know.
You've been to this rodeo a few times.
I've been to this rodeo. It's not my first rodeo. I feel like I might be riding a different horse.
Oh.
If we're going to continue the metaphor.
Let's do it. Let's keep going with this. What kind of horse?
Well, you know, it's an older, calmer horse, if we will. I have to give myself shots. You know, when you first start doing it, you're like, I have to give myself shots.
Yeah.
And now this is my fifth egg retrieval and I'm sort of like, okay, gosh, shots. But you can't be too cavalier or you have to give yourself shots at very specific times, very specific doses. The doses are always changing. You have to kind of like be on top of your shit. So I'm aware of that.
And can you explain, what are you giving yourself shots of?
Hormones.
And does that then change how you feel physically, emotionally?
You know, I feel bloated.
That's never fun.
No, it's not. And after the retrieval, I will probably also feel bloated. I will say this is my first retrieval that I've done where I've not been employed full time. And that does take a big stress off of it.
Is there a different sort of expectation going into this, your fifth time as opposed to your first time?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how everyone else goes into their first time, but no one tells you no one tells you might have to do this five times.
Yeah.
No, they're not like promising you're going to have a baby in 3 months, but it's never like at least the doctors, and they probably don't want people to freak out, but it just takes a lot longer, I think, a lot of the time than people think.
Yeah.
If my expectations had just been lower the first time around, I think that would have been better. On the other hand, like now my expectations are so low that I'm just like, meh. Like the other day I went into my doctor and she was like, everything is looking really great. And I was just like, yeah, I can't get too optimistic. And she was like, oh. So, you know, it's just like a constant mind fuck.
Yeah. And what are you doing this week to kind of, do you have rituals or things you do to kind of just like nurture yourself through the experience? Or are you just like, you know what, this is what it is?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard because like one of the things that I would normally do would be to like go to yoga, but you can't go to yoga because you can't do twists. Ooh. Because your ovaries are so overfilled that they could burst or they could twist. And so you're really like not supposed to do anything. Like I went on a walk yesterday.
Lovely. Walk is
but
great.
But it's like, but it was also like, I went at 4 o'clock and it was really hot and I was like, what am I doing?
Why did I think this was a good idea?
Exactly. So yeah, I mean, I feel like I've said this before, but I'm trying to just like be kind to myself.
Yeah.
But it's hard. I'm not going to lie. Like,
no.
It's hard.
You shouldn't lie. Believe
me. Just trying to like do things that I want to do and not do things that I don't want to do. And being, you know, kind of acknowledging when I don't feel up for something. Like Friday night, a friend had invited me out for drinks with some other people. And like an hour before, I was like, I'm really tired. I feel really bloated. I'm not like the thought of going into a situation and having to sort of like make small talk. And like, I was just like, I can't handle this right now. And so I was just like, I'm so sorry, but I can't make it. And just kind of trying to be honest about that.
Yeah.
Like I think I'm usually a person who's like, gotta do everything, and forcing myself to kind of like dial that back a little bit, I think is important.
Yeah.
So that's what's been happening with me. Also, you know, the thing that I think for someone who is used to kind of being relatively in control of her own life, IVF just like, you have to like throw that out the window.
Oh, that's so, must be so fucking hard.
It's hard. And like everything is unpredictable and you find out like, you know, oh, like you go in for an appointment and she'll be like, oh, I need to see you back in 2 days. But she could say, I need to see you back in 3 days. Or she might say 4 days. Like,
I think it's time for a little break.
It sure is.
I am the first to admit that gift giving is not easy for everyone. It's taken me a long time to become like a halfway decent gift giver. But what I have learned is that the best way to win the gift-giving game is to gift memories.
Ooh.
Yes. And you know how you do that, Kate?
I'm ready. I'm listening.
The Aura digital frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
We have gifted this to many people.
And when you gift this, your family will love looking back on childhood memories and seeing what you're up to today. Even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating the frame with new photos. So it's really the gift that keeps on giving. It's super easy to set up. It takes literally 2 minutes. You download the app, you set up the Wi-Fi,
boom.
You're good to go.
Yep.
We have given this to my parents. We've given this to Matt's parents.
Mm-hmm. Same.
It's so easy because you can add photos from the app like anytime you want. And also like my brother has the app, so he can add photos from his family. My sister has the app, so she can add photos. My parents also have it, so they also add their own photos.
That is one of the coolest parts, I think, of the Aura frame, is that everybody can contribute.
Yes.
I love that about, we have two Aura frames in our house. I have one in my office and one in our family room. And
do
my
they
kids
have,
love it.
Do they have the same pictures on them?
No, they have different pictures.
Ooh, that's interesting. Maybe I should get one from my office.
I'm looking at a picture of my children right now.
Right. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Putting that away for later.
Store that.
Yes. The Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which is what many other digital frames require. And also then you're not taking up your email storage. So win-win. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Forever 35 listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Forever35 at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Now, look, both Dory and I love our Quince items.
You might even call us Quince heads.
You might. I would say you should. In fact, if you don't address us as such, we might get upset. In all seriousness, I have a variety of clothing from Quince, everything from a beautiful cashmere sweater to a very simple, easy white tee to this gorgeous pink summer dress. You can really like get your whole wardrobe filled with quality pieces at really reasonable prices. You can get organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. They even have timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, which I want. Just going to announce that here. I'm coming for that jewelry.
You're putting it out there.
I'm putting it out there. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middle people and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which we love. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/forever35 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/forever35 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/forever35. We have brought Courtney Chisano back to talk to us about skincare. She is a facialist here in Los Angeles. We had so much fun chatting with her last time that we wanted more info.
We just needed more Courtney.
And we have more questions.
Yes.
I am so happy to be back. Let's do this.
Okay. Let's get into it.
This is a simple one.
Okay.
We're just going to launch in.
Okay. Are any of these questions truly simple?
Not
though,
simple. Kate? I think I mean short.
Ah, yes.
That's what I meant. Because you're right. Nothing is. Although,
nothing is.
I mean, we are. My goal after speaking to you the first time is to strip down my skincare routine because I've become a product hoarder.
Yep.
And probably I don't need. This is a topic for another time. I don't want to make it all about me, but.
To the question.
To the question. Skincare while pregnant! ! I am completely lost. And we've had numerous requests for help with natural skincare products while pregnant. What's safe to use while pregnant? What's not safe to use? Can you enlighten us on skincare while
pregnant?
Yes.
So I will dive right into what's not safe. The most important things. So if you are on Retin-A, obviously that's a big no-no. You need to stop 6 months in advance. Oh. But that even extends to natural occurring vitamin A. Even vitamin A that's derived from yams, sweet potatoes, things that you'll find in natural care products, they still, once absorbed through the skin, convert into a retinoic acid in the body and can become toxic to a baby. So you want to stay away from anything that has vitamin A in it, even naturally occurring. So that'll also be retinol palmitate in a lot of natural products. It won't say vitamin A, it'll say retinol palmitate. So you want to make sure you're not using any of that.
Can you still eat sweet potatoes?
Yeah, that stuff's fine. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just for some reason the way it's processed through the skin.
Got it.
They just say they recommend not to do it. And then beta hydroxy acids, anything that's salicylic based, you don't want to use. Salicylic, again, also extends to natural care products. Instead of saying salicylic, it'll say willow bark extract.
Oh.
And that's the same thing as salicylic acid. So don't use it while pregnant.
Oh,
or breastfeeding.
Hot tip.
Willow bark extract.
Yes.
But you can use glycolic acid, right?
You can. On a lower level, glycolic is fine to use.
Okay.
Fruit enzymes are wonderful to use. You just want to be really gentle with your skin too. You're going to have hormonal acne. So usually the first trimester is hormonal acne and the second trimester is your pigmentation trimester. So women will have their breakouts first. And by the time, you know, second trimester rolls around, they start seeing their spots get darker. So you want to just do everything you can to be anti-inflammatory and natural. And your skin starts to regulate once you give birth.
And what do you recommend for somebody who is pregnant? Is there just sticking to like a very basic, very natural products?
Yes. Very basic, very natural. But again, like I said, even natural products sometimes contain the retinol palmitate or the willow bark extract. So just be really mindful. There's a lot of great resources online where you can just go look up an easy, safe list and just go through your personal care and be mindful of it. But a lot of women still will use like their toner, which has salicylic in it. And you want to just be mindful of that stuff.
Okay.
Oh, that's good to know.
There's a question here that I feel like comes up a lot that I do not know the answer to, and I would love your thoughts, which is when you start using a new product, how can you tell the difference between a normal purge phase and a bad skin reaction to a product? I can never tell, so I stop using things right away.
Okay. That is a good question, actually. So a lot of the times when you're having a reaction to a new product, it's everywhere. You'll have it and it's almost like a little fine bump rash everywhere. Whereas when you are just purging, you're usually breaking out in the areas you always break out.
Oh, so a reaction is where you might not have broken out before.
Yeah, exactly. And it's usually uniform and it's usually all over.
Ah.
Whereas if you're using a new product that your body's adjusting to, say, you know, around your mouth is your hormonal area, which is the problematic for most women.
Yeah.
Same thing for me as well. When you are using a product that's new for you, you'll probably get a little detox in that area, but you won't necessarily have this like bumps all over your face. That's generally how you can tell.
So purging is a thing that happens.
I was just going to ask that.
Is purging real?
Yeah, is purging real?
Purging is real.
I never knew that. I don't think I've gone through it necessarily.
Yeah.
Or I just am like, oh, more zits.
Yeah. Huh. Your skin is a very interesting organ. It's your largest organ. It expels things. I mean, your skin is very finicky. It is kind of always responding to external factors, internal factors. So there's a lot of things involved. But yeah, there is definitely such a thing as purging. Bring things to the surface because you have all these wonderful deep layers of your skin. And sometimes you use a product and it makes them come to the surface really quick.
I didn't know that.
How long does the purge phase, how long should a purge phase last?
It depends. And it also, it depends on how deep rooted your your congestion is. It depends on, I guess, how toxic of a lifestyle you're living and how much you have to give. but generally, it shouldn't be more than like a week.
Okay.
I would say you should start to see improvement after a week. If you're not, then it's probably not a good fit.
Okay.
Here's a big one that we get a lot.
Yeah.
Does a good working eye cream exist for those of us for which dark circles are genetic, or are color correctors, concealers, and Photoshop our only hope?
Ooh, so genetic dark circles, very different. So there's a lot of different. There's regular dark circles, which is usually from sluggish digestion, not enough sleep, things like that, seasonal allergies. Those are your dark circles that you can usually improve. Eye cream can help sometimes if you have one that has like caffeine or something along those lines. It'll help the circulation to get that stagnant fluid out of that area. But if you have genetic dark circles around the eyes, which a lot of the times you'll see in like Indian skin type along those lines, those actually can be done. The ingredient you're looking for on that, and it's not a miracle worker, but it will help. It's alpha lipoic acid. That seems to work well on people that are genetically prone to dark circles around the eyes, like it's actual skin pigmentation. And I also, I've done it before and it's something that I'm looking to do again. It's actually a eye peel, and it is a peel that's made for the eye area that has lactobionic acid, which I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that acid.
Whoa.
It's kind of like the new fun hot acid on the market. and essentially what it is it's a gentle, more effective form of glycolic. So essentially you get the results of a glycolic without the irritation of a glycolic. So it works really great for delicate areas like the eye. So you can do like a treatment like that, but obviously go to someone that's professional, talk to somebody around those. But a lot of the times, you just want to look for things that have lightening, brightening agents. Alpha arbutin is a nice skin lightener that's natural. But alpha lipoic omega acid is another great ingredient to look for.
And you mentioned you have an eye cream that you like.
I do. I have an eye cream I love, and it's by this like teeny little organic company out of Florida. The brand's called Sweet Station, and the eye cream's called Eye Lift. And it's a $35 eye cream. I love it dearly, and I'm sorry if they're listening. I hate the packaging. I have told them.
It's called Sweet Station?
The brand's called Sweet Station. Terrible. the packaging is just not a good idea. It's like this teeny skinny tube with this little pump top, and it breaks and it falls over and you can't stand it up anywhere. And it's generally just a nightmare, but it contains one of the better eye creams I've ever tried. And it's $35 and it has everything. It has a natural retinol in there. It's got peptides. It's got Matrixyl 3000, which is this wonderful peptide. It has all these wonderful things that target so many great things.
Oh, this is a big one we need to ask.
Yeah.
I would love it if you could ask her about treating rosacea.
Rosacea plagues a lot of women. It's definitely something that I see a lot of. I got put in Chalkboard Magazine for being the redness whisperer. It's kind of my jam now. I didn't know that was going to be a thing, but I met this woman and she was like, oh my God, the redness, that's amazing what you do. So I've kind of stumbled across a redness treatment that tends to work, and I've done a lot of research. So there is redness in the skin, there's rosacea. So a lot of the times people just kind of have flushed cheeks. And then other people have like the rosacea with the bumps, the papules. So if you tend to have more of like the bumpy papule kind, tea tree oil, like one or two drops of tea tree oil in squalane and put that on, it will help. The big thing is a lot of the times when you have the papule rosacea, it's an overgrowth of skin mites. And skin mites hate tea tree oil.
Oh.
So it actually kills them. They can't survive. So you'll start to see it calm down big time. Another thing is, even if you don't have the papules, and this is what I tell people across the board, if you suffer from redness, you stay away from heat. That means saunas. That means soul cycle. That means hot yoga. You have to control the heat in your body.
Does that also include food?
Yeah.
Spicy food.
That goes to spicy food. Yep, that was my next thing. No spicy food. Red wine. White wine doesn't have as much histamines as red wine does. Red wine has a lot of histamines, which is huge for vasodilation. So you want to stay away from red wine in particular. If you want to drink wine, stick to white. If you can do vodka and tequila, even better.
Yeah. Great.
I'm not going to tell you not to have fun, but I mean, alcohol in general is a vasodilator, so you want to be careful about that. But you just want to make sure you're being really mindful of eating an anti-inflammatory diet, staying away from spicy foods, staying away from heat. So many women in the city do hot yoga and they come to me with like these insanely red cheeks. And it's just the number one thing I can say is don't go to hot yoga anymore. It's not for you. If you have any pink or redness in your face, don't go to hot yoga.
I never go to hot yoga and I'm glad to have another excuse to not go.
And I look at that pinkness. Gorgeous complexion.
Yeah.
It is milky. It's milky. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Milky thanks, guys. there is a question here that I'm curious about, which is when does she recommend more advanced treatments as lasers, peels, microneedling, and microdermabrasion, which, and I'll also say, people often emailing us asking us to try all these things, which, you know, it's great, but
yeah.
I might not want to.
And what's the thing with the blood?
Oh, the PRP?
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I mean, it's essentially like a microneedling situation using your own blood, and it's not bad. I've just never had anyone be like, oh my God, it's amazing. I've had clients try it and they're like, it's okay.
Okay.
And it's expensive.
Okay.
So when you have a skin issue you're trying to correct, there's certain things that are better for others. So the time to get those things is when you need them. I don't recommend people doing like a ton of things preventatively. Microderm is by far the most user-friendly. You want to go to a good place. If you have redness, you want to try to stay away from anything that's too much suction, which if you go to a good place, they're not going to do anything with heavy suction. But Microderm is by far the best place to start because it's a really nice way to just take off the top layers, dead skin. It helps make everything more absorbent. And it just is the best place to start for those treatments. If you have more wrinkling, like fine lines and wrinkles, heavy wrinkling, you have scarring, you have things like that, microneedling is a great option for you. Again, go somewhere really reputable. You can do an at-home roller. If you decide to purchase an at-home microneedling roller, two things. Make sure it's super clean all the time. And make sure you're not using a lot of pressure when you're using it. People have this natural feeling to push and you can build up scar tissue. You can do damage. So you just want to kind of gently hold it to your skin and roll and do it that way. And you can go up and down, side to side, vertical. And it's wonderful because it creates all this mini micro trauma, which flushes the skin with collagen and all these wonderful things to repair it. Hence softening fine lines and wrinkles, repairing scarring, etc. Laser resurfacing is for more if you have like the deep pick scarring or if you have. So I try to tell people this to be very cautious with lasers if you have pigmentation. So a lot of times people will go get a laser for hyperpigmentation, but hyperpigmentation is stimulated by heat and trauma. Lasers are traumatic and hot. So I always tell people be very careful because sometimes you can have a good result. I've had an endless amount of women that have come to me that have had sunspots or melasma and they've had a laser done and it's triggered way more pigmentation. So I always tell people to proceed with a lot of caution. A good dermatologist will tell you that. I have clients that have come to me also and said, my dermatologist said I wasn't a good fit for lasers. So that's how you know you're seeing a good derm. They're really discerning about that stuff. So you do want to be careful with lasers. But overall, like laser rejuvenation, if you don't have pigmentation or you don't have sensitive skin, it can be great.
On that note,
Courtney, it was a pleasure to see you again.
Oh, thank you. This was so nice to be back.
Can you remind us where people can find you?
Yes. So you can find me at CourtneyChisano.com, my name. I know it's a little bit hard to spell, but like I said, if you put Courtney and C-H-I-U in Google, it should auto-populate. I'm the only Courtney Chisano in the city. And then you can find me at Courtney Chisano Skincare and Instagram.
Great. Right. And if you guys have more questions for Courtney, you can just email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, please.
I would love that.
Yay.
Thanks, guys.
Our guest today is author Maureen Gu.
Maureen, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Maureen.
Maureen, I'm going to read a little bio about you.
Oh, okay.
Which, as I often do, I just ripped off of your website.
But
this
okay.
will give
oh, God.
Listeners a good background as to who you are. Maureen Gu is the author of several books for young adults, including I Believe in a Thing Called Love, which received starred reviews from Kirkus and Publishers Weekly, and the newly released The Way You Make Me Feel. Booklist gave it a starred review and said, with massive amounts of humor, heart, and soul, this love letter to LA and its diversity is a celebration of friends, family, and food trucks. And Maureen lives in here in Los Angeles with her husband and her cat, Maybe.
Yes, Maybe.
Maureen, welcome.
Thank you. I love being here. I'm so excited.
Yeah. You brought us presents, and not just presents, but presents from China.
Yes, I did.
Which is the coolest thing that's happened to us so far on this podcast.
Yeah. How long were you in China?
So cumulatively less than 3 months. So it really wasn't that long. But I'm kind of planning on going back and forth for the next year or so because my husband is over there making a movie.
Which is super cool.
Yes.
And exciting and hard. And that's a lot. It's a lot to it's balance both your careers and your home and another country. That's a lot.
Yeah. So the whole self-care thing really was important for me.
Did it kick in terms of traveling and then living in a new place?
Yeah, well, it actually, my journey began, I would say last year, in the beginning of the year, I was going through a lot. I found out I was pre-diabetic, so I had to change my whole diet, which I realized was my self-care is food, right? Mm. Just like enjoying food. And without that, I had to figure out all these other things.
Are you still in making those changes to your diet?
Yes.
Were you still able to enjoy food in the same way?
Yeah, it was actually a really interesting learning process for me because I have always been such a lover of food and really valued that and really women have so many different relationships with food and there's all this disordered eating. And I've always been very just kind of like proud of how much I love food in this totally pure, joyous way. Right. And then suddenly I had to go on this restrictive diet and be one of those like no carbs, no sugar people. And I realized a lot of my identity and how I take care of myself and my happiness was around food. Mm. So anyways, I was very anti this restrictive diet, but I saw a nutritionist who was amazing. And she kind of like rehauled the way I looked at food. I still think it's a really healthy way of looking at food, but it's more like food is actually nutrition, right? And so I look at things like what is the best option for me? Like where am I going to get the most vitamins? But you can still do that with food and enjoy it.
Yeah.
That was really important to me. I was like, that's why I saw her because she had all these recipes. I didn't want to be like eating quinoa every day. Although I do like quinoa and it's delicious, but you have to learn how to make it yummy. And so, yeah, it was interesting. It just really made me think that there are lots of different ways to look at food. And I was pretty judgmental of it before, like people who couldn't just enjoy food. And now I know it doesn't always have to be like this pleasurable thing. This sounds like I'm actually not making the point I want to make.
You're making sense to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. But even like, okay, so Kate just served us a lot of tea.
A lot of tea. And a little tea nuts.
She's a really good selection. So, looking at tea too, I'm like, oh, okay. I'm going to add protein to it and put milk. And I was thinking of putting honey, but I'm like, okay, I'm not having any food with this. I'm not having nuts or... So I shouldn't put in honey because that's me. My blood sugar will spike if I have any kind of sugar or carbs without protein in it. So it's almost like a science and a balance, and it helped me a lot. And that, I had to, so that started that. And then I'm like, okay, I can't just get a Tommy burger now when I'm stressed. I know that's gross. I'm like the only person in LA that eats Tommy burger. It's so delicious. But so now, then I was like, okay, I'm going to take baths. I'm going to get my nails done. If you look at my nails are so like extra.
They are.
They look amazing.
I didn't used to be like a nail art person, but it became something that really.
You should be.
It's like a de-stressing activity for me. And then I started doing meditation and this is a weird one. I started brushing my hair. I don't know. Do you guys brush your hair?
I do.
Okay.
I don't.
Yes. Okay. That's the thing. I hadn't brushed my hair since high school because like the style that I like for my hair is not like I don't want it to look all silky and smooth. I always like my hair to look a little messy. And so I hadn't brushed my hair in so long. And then someone pointed out to me like, you should brush your hair. It feels good. And I was like, oh, but I don't want my hair to be all like floofy. But I learned to do it before I take showers. And, before I go to bed, because if you do it before bed, you wake up and you still have like a messy look.
And you're almost giving yourself kind of a scalp massage.
Yes. And it like distributes the oils. So now, hey. Yeah, Dory, it's like a little massage you can give yourself.
Do you have like a special brush?
I don't. But I mean, I use like a paddle brush or nothing fancy though. I'm sure I can like level up with brushes too, but that's like, for all of the self-care stuff, I feel like you keep opening doors of more things that you could be paying attention to, totally. Right?
It is a bit of a catch-22.
Yeah.
You're like, how deep do I need to go? Because am I creating more work for myself? Or is this more, is it healing or is it stressful?
Totally.
You have to kind of stare at the thing and then decide, is this going to work for me? If not, like, I'll just leave it.
Right. Is it work? Like, lately I've been like, I think I have to start using cuticle oil.
That's like a new thing I have to do. On a recent episode, we talked about nail care. Yes. And
yeah. And why do you think, are your nails just dry? Or is it just kind of like you're ready dry. For?
Maybe I'm just paying attention to it now because I get my nails done so much. But I'm getting all these, I think it might be from travel too. My skin gets so dried out from travel. So I think like my new thing in life is just like over moisturize whenever possible.
I also feel like, I don't know if that's an aging thing.
Yeah,
like this morning I put oil all over, like head to toe oiled myself, which I wouldn't have done at 20. I feel like at 20 I was trying to dry myself out.
Totally.
Like, I don't know if that's just getting older and you're like, can never have too much hydration.
Yeah.
My mom was always lubricating.
Yeah. I think your skin just dries out as you get older.
Maybe it's changing. Although I still find time to get numerous zits on my face.
Oh, so.
Totally. Oh yeah. I know that's a new, I'm getting like jawline acne from hormones. So now I have, you know, I actually talked to my dermatologist about Accutane. I'm like, I am in my 30s, is it too late to take Accutane? She's like, do you ever want to get pregnant? I'm like, oh god, okay. Because you have to like you know, you have to do it for 6 to 12 months
for the Accutane
in. Yeah, it's like a long process, and you know, you can't be pregnant.
Okay.
You can't be on birth control either, so it's just like a weird I was like, I wish I took it when I was like 21.
the hindsight we have for our skin.
Yeah,
I know.
So you have an array of products in front of us.
I do. So I feel like I just, if anyone gives me a recommendation, I just trust. I'm like, okay, I don't need to do research. I'm too lazy. And my beauty products and makeup products are not, I feel like I don't have special hidden things that nobody else knows about. I have a lot of popular things.
I have never seen this before.
Essence?
I've seen Essence, but I've never heard of this brand.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I didn't do much research, but I know that Kramer Lab was recommended by somebody. Their face masks might have been like my sister's friend. And so when my mom went to Korea, she bought us a ton of Kramer Lab stuff because it's really cheap over there.
That is awesome.
And she's like, okay, I bought this Essence. And I'm like, oh God, I keep hearing Essence. It just seems like kind of silly. Like, what does that even mean? And this is when I wasn't even doing anything to my, like I was washing my face and sometimes moisturizing. So I had this for a long time before I started using it. And I started using it when I started the Korean 10-step stuff, which has changed my life.
Can I pause you for a second? When was the moment that you went from person who washes their face and sometimes moisturizes to doing a Korean 10-step? And what was kind of the catalyst for making you change? And
it was
embracing
this,
all these products.
It was around the same time as this like pre-diabetic diet thing. It was part of my self-care thing where it kind of made me look at my life holistically once I had to change my diet. It was interesting. I don't like to use the word holistic. It's like so LA, but it's actually like a real thing, you know?
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, now that I have this jaw acne, but I don't really have acne on my face anymore. So I felt like I needed to level up. Like, okay, I don't have to worry about acne. So what's the next thing I'm supposed to worry about? Which is like, I'm getting like random dark spots on my face. I would love to have like a glow.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this is when like, is it Glossier or Glossier, you guys?
Glossier.
That's what I thought. I heard someone say Glossier recently.
I don't know. We could call them and ask. We could prank call them.
What are you called?
You love prank calls, Kate.
I keep instigating them and then not liking it when it happens to me.
Oh my God, they make me so uncomfortable. I could never do it when I was younger.
I couldn't do it either, but we did get one to the podcast.
It was a mild voice. It was a mild prank.
It was somebody pretending to be the author of Twilight. And I fell for it for a hot second, thinking she was a...
Stephanie Meyer?
Yeah, it was a good prank.
It was a good prank.
Directed at me. But anyway, I digress.
Okay.
I don't know if... I think it's Boissier. That's how I say it, but we could be wrong.
Yeah, well, their whole thing is like this dewy look, right? And so I thought, I think I'm supposed to have dewy skin. Anyways, it started this whole thing of like, I need moisturize more. And then... people kept talking about it. So I also read Cup of Joe, which is how I found out about your podcast, actually.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Cup of Joe.
Yeah, she's the best and the only blog I read anymore. I feel like she's the one that's kind of like lasted.
Many people say the exact same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And her, I actually read comments on her blog posts, which is like, who does that? She had a guest on her beauty. They have like a beauty, what is it called? Beauty. It's a feature that they usually do. Yes, beauty like, uniform.
Yes, I love that.
Right?
I buy many. I just read somebody's routine and I'm like, that'll work for me. And but they often have great recommendations.
Yeah, well, they had this one nurse on that did the Korean 10 step. And I was like, and the way she described it, it finally clicked. Like, I want to try it. And, you know, I'm Korean. And I was like, I should do this. It's like part of my, like, ancestry. I'm supposed to care about my skin more. And so I started off with a lot of the suggestions she had, but also I have an author friend, Courtney Summers, who is like, she is the queen of Deciem. She knows everything.
Oh, Courtney.
Courtney's the best. And she has taught me so much about all the Deciem products. So my favorite thing from them, it's from The Ordinary, it's this thing called 100% plant derived squalene.
Squalene, Bioscience
makes like a really expensive
it's great. Do you use that as your moisturizer?
I do now. So when I lived in Xiamen in China, it's like a humid climate and I was just using regular moisturizer. It was fine. And then when I came back to LA, my skin just freaked out. It was as if all the 10-step stuff just reversed. Wow. Like nothing worked anymore. And I realized it was just I needed extra moisturizer. So, you know, a lot of people use oils, but I kind of was like, I don't know if I want to use an oil. And then Courtney recommended this. And she has really dry skin too. And my God, it's the best thing ever. It like lasts. So I don't wash my face with a cleanser in the morning either. I know, I just listened to an episode where you guys talked about that. Because I feel like the squalene stuff is just like there still in the morning, but not in like a greasy way, but I just feel it still hydrating my skin. So I just splash.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's really great for super dry skin.
So you just splash some water and go? Or you just let the previous night's work keep going into the morning?
It depends. Sometimes a splash still feels like my skin is hydrated, but if I feel that tightness coming on, then I'll put on like a really lightweight moisturizer, which I forgot to bring, but it's actually also Kremer Lab, the fresh water gel.
Do you shower at night or in the morning?
At night, because now I'm doing this thing, another self-care thing. I only wash my hair maybe twice a week, and I do this like whole, I sit there and I do my hair twice a week for like 35 minutes. I like use a large barrel curling iron and it lasts the whole time.
Wow.
I feel like a 1950s lady that like sets her hair once a week, you know?
I know.
It totally works for me. My hair like holds these curls, and if you use the large barrel, I have long hair, so if you use the large barrel curling iron, it looks like you have a blowout.
This
like
awesome.
4 days.
Yeah, your hair does look great.
I got my hair cut yesterday, so okay. I can't take credit for this.
Oh, thank
it
you. Looks good.
But yeah, so that's also like this thing, like the ritual of it. I kind of like I'm just going to, I listen to your guys' podcast a lot of the times when I'm doing my hair. Actually, I listened to it all the time in China when I was doing my, so that was kind of how I coped. I would get homesick and I miss my friends and I just felt so disconnected. So I'd listen to you guys and I'd listen to Pod Save America. Because
skincare,
it's like
in politics.
Yeah, because Positive America was like still made me feel angry and American, and then, you know, your podcast just like calmed me down. It was like having friends around.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. Thank you, Maureen.
It's interesting. We had a listener write in about having a really hard time studying abroad, and I find traveling and living abroad such an interesting topic, because I think I fantasize about it as this like magical, amazing thing, but then in reality, it's often very isolating and very challenging, and maybe unexpectedly so. I'm just curious, like what was hard about it, and it's also hard because it's so, you know, not everybody gets the opportunity to live in another state, much less abroad. So right. There's that kind of goes along with it. I don't know if I'm making sense.
No, but. I'm not like one of those adventurous people that like to travel alone. I don't even like going to like movies alone or eating alone. So I wasn't that excited about moving abroad, even though I knew it was also very flexible. Like I can fly back here pretty often. But I really dreaded it. I was such a baby about it. And I realized too, like at one moment during all my like feeling sad and sorry for myself, I did realize I'm actually pretty lucky. Most people don't get to live abroad. And China too is like a very exciting place to be at this exact time.
Yeah.
It's the future, right? So I wasn't really excited about it because I have like such a community in LA. I'm from here. I just love living here. I'm writing books. So I'm like, I want to feel connected to the writing community that I'm a part of here. And also I knew I'm only going to hang out with my husband. I'm not going to really have friends, you know, it was just, and I don't speak the language. And I got there and it was a pleasant surprise, that, you know, I have anxiety too. And one of the triggers for sometimes I get depressed is isolation.
Yeah.
So I really did a lot of prep work. I like talked to my therapist. Like I really worry about getting depressed while I'm over there. And so I was like, don't worry, I have a plan. I felt like such an A+ student. I'm like, I'm going to have a schedule. I'm going to make myself work in public. I'm going to find groups. And she was like, yeah. Or you could also like try to live with that, like feeling lonely sometimes and see how you deal with it. And I did that actually. I wasn't that rigorous about like meeting new people and throwing myself into a lot of activity. And I'm like on a book deadline right now. So I saw it as like a retreat. And I started learning Chinese. I would do like Jillian Michaels workouts while listening to Pimsleur audio tapes to like learn. Oh, is it called tapes? I call it tapes because I'm old, but like the audio lessons for Chinese. And I would have these like alone days and my life became so simplified. And it was like actual self-care just living in China, because all the things I don't make time for, because my life is insane in LA. I just try to juggle too much all the time. And then in China, it was like, wake up, make your coffee, your oatmeal breakfast that I made every morning, do internet stuff all morning while everyone's still awake in LA, then write, maybe go to a coffee shop, meet husband for dinner or order in food, watch something on Netflix, read a romance novel, go to bed. Oh, take a bath. So that became my life, like every day. And it was like really, you know, just so simplified. So that was cool. And I also was surprised by how the challenge, I had all these anxieties about, oh my God, not being able to communicate. Cause I feel like it's like one of my big things is like communication. Sounds like, I just really pride myself on being a good communicator. Mm. And being perceptive to other people. And then when you're living abroad and you don't speak the language, suddenly I felt like so unequipped. But it was actually really interesting challenge to kind of figure out how to communicate with people. And again, it simplified my life. I was just like, well, I don't know how to ask about like if this is broccoli or if it's spinach. So I'm just going to buy it.
Yeah.
You know, like you kind of just... are forced to simplify your life. And And everyone there was super nice. And I did feel really grateful because I felt like, oh, China's not going to feel like a culture shock because I'm from LA. My best friend growing up was Chinese American. San Gabriel Valley is like the best Chinese food, right? But then you go there and you're like, oh, this is why travel is so interesting. All the little nuances and the differences in the culture and all the things that they do differently. And also their perception of America was interesting and our politics. And I just felt like you definitely kind of like level up as a person when you're forced to live abroad, I think.
I love that.
That's really cool.
Kate, you know I've been getting into like the spring cleaning vibe.
Yeah, you have really been kind of doing a refresh, if you will.
I've been trying, but I gotta say, it's a lot more fun when you also get to do a little space refresh. So I'm talking like moving furniture around, maybe get a new piece here or there, swap out the blankets. Like I'm almost ready for my cotton blanket instead of my wool blanket.
Yes, the seasons are changing and so is your home.
Exactly. And with Jenny Kane's Elevated Home Essentials, I can get exactly what I need to create the kind of place I frankly never want to leave. Jenny Kane Home is a California brand through and through, and their interior pieces are instant classics. From their candle scents, I don't have to tell you how much I love the musk candle, and Kate, of course, is partial to the Montecito candle.
Always and forever.
Yeah. To their iconic furniture and the coziest pillows, think clean, effortless, and totally refined. Jenny Kane Home is all about the art of simplicity. They focus on comfort, quality, and timeless design so you can curate a space that never goes out of style and always feels fresh as spring. Find the perfect way to refresh your space at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code F35 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order, JenniKayne.com, promo code F35. I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
I just didn't mean to sidetrack us from your product talk, but that was so interesting. It's like, forget your products. I want to know more about what it was like living abroad.
Well, that's when the first thing I did was just unpack all my products.
Did you bring all these like big bottles?
Oh, I brought everything. My husband was like, oh my God. Because And at home, I like had everything kind of shoved away in a corner in my bathroom. And then once we're there, we have like a huge bathroom in China, like a luxurious bathroom. And I was like, yes. And I was just able to like have everything out and just accessible all the time.
Oftentimes partners and spouses don't know what we're hiding in the cabinets.
It's true. Yeah. Especially if you have separate bathrooms.
Like Dory does. Yeah.
Ooh, luxury.
So you brought everything with you.
Well, I brought a lot of the stuff that I thought was more fun and special.
Can I ask, you've got something called Retinoil Pro Repair Body Oil for scars, stretch marks, and daily care.
Yes, this is from, this is the chemistry brand, which I bought from Deciem. And it was also, it's by the Abnormal Beauty Company. Also a recommendation from Courtney Summers. And I have a really bad reaction to bug bites my whole life.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I get dark, and I also, with acne, I'll just get dark spots that last forever. And so I was too lazy to use this like spot treatment stuff that my dermatologist gave me, and it was so expensive. And she was like, to be honest, it only really works on like 40% of people. And I was like, oh, great.
Forget it.
I know. And this was like $7. And I use it kind of like a moisturizer, so it's easier for me to slather on. And it's one of those things. Okay, so I was thinking a lot about self-care before I'm coming here and like what it means to me and like how it does add all these new things that you stress out about, like, oh, crap, I have to do the Retinoil now. But I think it gives you control over all these little things that give you anxiety all the time because you're ignoring them and you know that you want to deal with it, right? So like bug bite scars, it's something that's plagued me my whole life, and I'm like, I should like figure out what to do about it. So now that it's like part of my routine, I feel like, well, I don't know if it's actually gonna help me that much, but it makes me feel like I'm doing something. And I know over moisturizing dark spots is never a bad thing. So yeah, this stuff, I'm very excited. I know it's helped people with their stretch marks too, so
got to get on that. Pour that all over my body.
Yeah.
Certain spots.
Add to your other oil.
Add to my other oil. I love a good.
You love an oil.
Love oiling up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've had stretch marks my whole life because I, you know, became 5'10" at the age of 10. I did. My skin literally was like.
Did you get the growing pains in your legs?
I don't. Both my daughters get those. I don't recall having that. I just was about my height now when I was in fifth and sixth grade.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was really, really tall and had stretch marks just because my body was, I think, growing so quickly.
Right.
And then, you know, kids and boobs, it all just stretched.
Yeah.
And can I just keep picking your products?
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is very exciting. That's like my, ooh, whenever I just need to feel calm. Mm-hmm. I know. Ooh. Okay, another question. Is that Aesop or Aesop?
I think it's Aesop.
Right, I say Aesop, and then I heard someone say Aesop.
I think it's Aesop. Someone will chime in. Listeners know how everything is pronounced properly, because I butcher everything, and I've started Googling, watching on YouTube to make sure I'm pronouncing things, but I still can't find every product name properly.
Right.
I think it's Aesop. I say Aesop.
I say Aesop, too. Well, I'm just such a... Aesop is like my indulgence, like... When I'm really stressed, I'll go buy their hand wash, which is, you guys, $40.
Oh, yeah. No, their hand wash is insane.
But their hand wash is so wonderful, and you feel good every time you use it.
Is it great because it smells good?
Yes.
Or your hands just feel clean and soft?
Both.
Okay.
They feel softer than like a you know, whatever, CVS hand soap. But also, maybe I'm just kidding myself, but it just smells so good. And their Resurrection scent is my favorite. So I bought the little lotion. I actually got, you had Amy Spalding on your show. Yeah. I got her hooked on this.
Oh, well, maybe we're next.
Because every time you use it here, I'm going to like just use it. And it makes everyone in the room go like, what
so
is
it's,
that?
That's hand cream?
Yeah. Okay. Well, or just lotion.
Just lotion. Okay.
Oh, it does smell good. We just smelled Maureen's hands. And it smells... It's like
minty a little bit.
Well, minty, but with a lemony.
There's a citrus. Scent. Yeah, it's orange rind or mandarin rind.
Isn't that the cream that you like?
I was gonna say. I gotta tell you guys, Pyeongkang Yule has a dupe of that. That is like $12.
Really?
And it comes in a very similar-looking tube.
Oh, my gosh.
But now I'm about 3 feet away from Maureen's hands, and I can smell the lotion. It smells really good. Mm-hmm. It's like aromatherapy almost.
It is. Well, and I'm always like looking for a perfume, like my signature scent, and I just can't. But this So if I feel like I want to smell good, mm-hmm. I use this. But it's also just, I have to use hand lotion every time I wash my hands.
I got to get in the hand lotion game. I don't use it at all. And I feel like I'm missing out. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm snooping some more.
Okay. Whoa. That's my brow pencil.
Precisely my brow. This looks like a tool. This is cool.
It's a very fine eyebrow pencil. So I have no eyebrows. And I use a combination of this and the it's Benefit, this pencil that we're looking at. And I use their Gimme Brow, which everybody loves, mixed with this. And I like this because it's so fine that you basically can draw pretend hairs. Because that's what I'm lacking. I have like bald spots that I have to fill in.
Well, did you do it today?
I did
today. Okay, see, looks like you have a full luscious brow.
Oh my gosh. I was actually not happy with my right eyebrow today. And I knew I was going to see you guys. And I felt like I had to have good eyebrows.
Right eyebrow. Looks great.
So yeah, I really love this stuff. And it has a little brush on the other side.
That's cool.
Yes.
And then what are those two lip things over there?
Okay, so I wish I was a bold lip lady. I feel like that's like the final frontier of being like a real lady. But I can't wear lipstick. It's just I instantly rub it off. My lips are always kind of chapped, so they never look nice in a lipstick.
I get it.
And I have like a little round mouth, so I kind of feel like a little kid wearing mommy's makeup too when I put on lipstick, you know what I mean? So anyways, I do want like color on my face.
Yeah, those look really pretty.
Oh god, this is the best. This is Dior Glow, which is a Cup of Joe favorite.
Oh.
But also my sister loves it too. I have to mention my sister. I was telling these guys that my sister's obsessed. She's like a fangirl of the show.
That is so cool.
Hi, Maureen's sister.
Christine. Hello, her name
Christine.
Is Christine.
Hi, Christine.
And she, oh my God, she, you know, I was telling them like, it's not impressed by anything I do, but she was so excited about me being on this
show.
Repeat,
you've written like four books.
Oh,
four
or
five?
Well, this is my third book.
This is your third?
Yeah, I'm working on my fourth.
You're working on your fourth. That's a lot of books.
That's a lot of books.
Christine, that's also impressive. I mean, this podcast is pretty cool.
She's actually way more up on like cool beauty stuff than I am, and makeup too. But yeah, this is the best. It's so much. It's just like using like the most moisturizing lip balm, but then it gives your lips a tint. I'm wearing it right now.
This, I feel like, is one of those things that you're going to walk out the door and I'm going to be on my phone on the Sephora website ordering whatever that is.
I know the sale just ended, but yeah, it's so moisturizing and wonderful, and it's just a tiny hint of color. And this, oh man, the little label rubbed off, so I forget. This is Yves Saint Laurent, and it's their volupe.
Oh,
shoot, man, I forget. Like, it's all I've used.
It looks so pretty.
Yeah, it's so sheer.
Because it looks bright.
Yeah, like I get the brightest color because it, like, actually is very sheer.
You're introducing me to something that I've never thought about, which is that fancy brands carry these like sheer glossy things. How come I've never thought about this before?
This is I don't know who introduced me to this.
That's so cool.
But they have like a few different kinds. I'll find you the exact one, but this is a more sheer one.
But it still gives you a little color.
And it's so moisturizing. So I just like the fact that I don't have to worry about like being precise, and it'll still just give me some color. But I have to say that you kind of have to reapply these a lot.
Okay.
But maybe that's just me. I just rub off all my lip stuff instantly.
I'm also like always putting on lip balm.
I know,
like,
me too.
Person.
Yeah.
You have a large bottle of Mario Badescu.
Yes, and it's the facial spray. So my other like self-care indulgence is facial sprays, which I know are just like watery scented things, but I love it. Makes me feel so on planes. I like to use them. I just used up, I had the Aesop one, and I use that on planes because it's a travel size, but I just used all of that up, so I brought the Mario Badescu one. But I also use the Caudalie?
Yes,
that's how you pronounce it. Yeah, that one is also like, so that one's a little more
the beauty
astringent.
Elixir.
I use this Mario Badescu one. It smells like roses, and it's just like, it also gives you a temporary glow if like you need a glow really quickly.
Can't, that's too big to actually bring on the plane.
So I usually bring the Aesop one.
Yeah, that is a solid.
Yeah. Oh. I've had this for a long time.
Someone just honked in excitement over the Mario Badescu. Someone driving by honked in agreement. this was something I'm going to just reach out and touch this little black box.
Yes.
And when Maureen unloaded everything, she said, you're going to like these. And then it turned out, do you want to tell us what's in there?
They're magnetic eyelash extensions. So you had a guest on recently, Dory's friend.
Anya.
Yeah, Anya, the makeup guru.
Yes.
And she was talking about her eyelashes. And in China, everyone gets eyelash extensions. And they're super affordable. And the thing about like being in an Asian country, getting those things done, I trust them because I'm like, you know, Asian eyes. Mm. If I had like, I don't have any eyelashes, so I can't get like extreme eyelash extensions. They would look crazy on me. So I got them done there and it was like, oh my God, it's the best thing ever. So I do this cat eye every day. It's like my normal makeup and it's so dramatic. But like when you have the fake eyelashes, it's like, it's what the cat eye is trying to do.
Yeah.
Like it just opens up your eyes and it extends them. So, but the problem was every time they fell out, they just took out my eyelashes, and my eyelashes are so precious to me because I have like five on each eye. And so I wanted an alternative. And then my friend who is also a YA author, Veronica Roth, is obsessed with these magnetic ones. And I heard her talking about it and she like Instagram storied putting them on once. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to try it. However, I got different ones from her. She has these accent ones, which are more subtle, and you put them at the very ends, like the corners.
How does it, this is going to be maybe the dumbest question I've ever asked. How does a magnetic eyelash, like do you put a magnet on first and then the eyelashes go on?
So do you see how there's a bottom and a top? So the bottom one has, you layer them. So they like, one goes under your eyelash, one goes right on top. So they go, and they like sandwich your eyelash.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
So you're essentially like sandwiching the magnetic eyelashes around your lid.
Yes. Yeah. Like on your eyelash. So
cool.
I haven't mastered it yet because I think it's actually kind of like a difficult thing to do. But once you do it, like, so Veronica's like, dude, I do it all the time. She wears them on tour. I saw her take them off like at dinner. She did it all quickly.
It's like getting your contacts in and out.
Exactly. Kind of. So I'm going to give it a try, but I have to say it has not been easy. But if I master it, it's like.
And it's a money saving. In addition to preserving your eyelashes, because you can reuse these as many times as you want. Do they have a limit, like a lifetime?
I don't think so.
And you're supposed to take them off like every night or you leave them on?
I would probably take them off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they look so great too. If you look at them, they look realistic.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
They're all like so natural looking. So I really want this to work.
I want them to work for you.
Yeah.
/ I want to try them, but they are, you know, one thing I've never done. I have once had fake eyelashes put on for an awards show. I was at,
ooh,
because I was on camera. But I've never had my eyelashes done.
Yeah.
But it's such an investment and they often are very long and
but
those look very subtle.
They are subtle. And then the ones I got in China were really subtle too, and they were so affordable there. That's the other thing. Here I'm like, oh,
it's
kind of a lot of money and I don't know if I want to keep pulling out my eyelashes. Kind of scares me.
Where did you purchase these?
Oh, so this
magnetic eyelashes.
This brand, I got them online. They're 1-2 is the name.
Okay.
Yeah. So you should check it out. They have like a 60-day return policy too. Oh,
this is so cool.
I know.
I just like how they, when you open it, there's a little note that says, hello, lash lover. It's like they're really
little things, yeah.
They do make it easy for you. There's top left, top right, bottom left, bottom right.
And they give
right.
you two pairs. So like you have like a backup pair.
Oh,
love that.
I know.
So you also have some hair stuff.
Yes. I'm really vain about my hair. So I spend a lot of time on it. And I'm always looking for like the perfect thing to give me more volume and texture. And I love this stuff. It's a dry texturizer by, again, the name Dove. I think it's Dove & Ness. So I just like to spray it under under my hair near the top.
While it's wet.
And then fluff it up.
No, no, it's dry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I fluff it up.
And is that like every morning you're doing it and making that big bi-weekly blow dry that you do last?
I use this kind of stuff. I use the Oribe also. Mm. So
That Oribe stuff is really good.
It is really good. Mm-hmm. But I like how this one smells better. So that's why
I think this is the last product that you brought that we haven't talked about. The Biore UV Aqua Rich Watery Essence SPF 50 Plus.
Yes.
This is a cult fave, right? Like, I feel like I see is. People yeah, talk about that's this why all I got the time.
I think it was also recommended by a friend too. She says, like, get any of the Japanese sunscreens. Yeah. They're like so good. I didn't start wearing, I always wear like a combination lotion sunscreen for like most of my life. And then I realized that the sunscreen was like SPF 15. So I was like, okay, I have to add a sunscreen. And I really didn't want to because I didn't want like a thick kind right, of thing.
An extra layer.
And then people suggested this. And it's just like, God, I don't, it's just this gel, light gel that you put on your face. And I love it. It's $13 on Amazon.
That's awesome.
I know. And China had a bunch of these. They had so much of this. So I stocked up on that while I was there, actually. All their drugstores had it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are there any like beauty or skincare trends in China that you saw that have not either have not reached the US or are very different from the US?
Well, the eyelashes is definitely one thing. Like everybody had them. And then I think this is actually big in Korea too. It's like the really thick, straight eyebrow. Yeah, it's, gosh, I can, straight, I'll never be able arched? To do it. Yeah, not arched because so Koreans, and I think Chinese may be similar, they have this thing about like women looking youthful. They have different notions of what that means. Mm. So one of them is when you have these thick, straight eyebrows, your face looks youthful. If you have arched eyebrows, you look like an evil stepmother or something, whoa, which I have naturally. And then they also, they don't cover up their under eyes, the dark shadows, because the dark, they do it, they create a dark shadow, they put makeup to make you look like you have that, because they're like, that actually makes you look younger.
Oh, that's so interesting.
I know, it's so interesting. And then also they don't do a cat eye, they do a puppy eye. So a cat eye, you know, you lift the eyeliner, lifts up at the corners, the puppy eye goes down, and that's actually supposed to make your eyes look more like younger and rounder.
Wow.
I know. So I saw a few of those trends. You know, also they do a lot of sheet masking. Like I will, when I see people wearing a sheet mask, like I've seen a woman like taking a nap in a coffee shop wearing a sheet mask.
Wow.
It's
wow.
just like part of the culture. Like they don't, you know, it's yeah. not strange.
I just right. did a sheet mask on a plane for the first time and I felt like I had leveled up, but that is like truly I know, I another wanna... level.
Well, my new plane routine is taking off my makeup the second I get on the plane. I use like a wipe and then I just put on so much moisturizer. Ooh,
that sounds great.
And then I put on I use like a BB cream or something. That's it. Like when I land, if I want to not look like a monster. But yeah, sheet masks, I've wanted to do it on the plane, but I haven't been brave enough.
I did it. And like the flight attendant like walked by a couple times and just totally like she didn't sure say anything. Seen it. Yeah, no, totally. You know? It was like total poker face.
I feel like you should skip plane and just do coffee shop.
Totally.
Just do coffee
I'm
shop.
I'm just gonna sit there with my computer with a sheet mask on.
You did it like Intelligentsia in mm-hmm. Silver Lake.
I mean in New York on the subway, people would do so many things that I feel like you could sheet mask and no one would blink an eye.
You could definitely eye mask.
Oh yeah,
eye mask. Oh yes.
You know, just like put those on and be like, what's up?
That's so cool. Yeah,
that's very like, that's not, because the sheet mask is scary kind of, right?
It looks strange. There's like a weird, it kind of looks like, who's the guy who wears the hockey mask?
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
It looks like somebody.
Really putting another person's face on your face.
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. Silent of the Lambs.
But now they're just commonplace.
They are. I mean, it's amazing how in the past four or five years, they've become, here in the States, I know that we're behind.
Yeah. But they're huge here now, so. Yeah, that is a... I think that we got all of my products.
We did. And is there more stuff that you brought from back to the States from China that you didn't bring here today? Like, did you have other products that are, like, crucial travel, have to have these with you at all time?
No, the makeup wipes. So I got you guys little gifts from... It's not actually, like, that special of a store, I want to tell you. It's Miniso, which is a chain that they actually have in Pasadena, but I think that the Miniso in China is way better than the one here. They sell way more fun stuff. And I know for sure that this, like, that bear cartoon is not sold here.
The softest face towel I've ever received in
my life.
So
this is Japanese.
Okay, right? So yes, I'm very confused. It's Japanese design, but it's like a Chinese chain.
Oh, interesting. Because, yeah, it says Miniso Industries
Tokyo.
Yeah, but it's so but then affordable.
It says, but then you're right. Then it says made in China.
And it's China prices, which is amazing.
Interesting.
Everything there is so affordable. I would go there when I was stressed. I would. That's my other like self-care thing that's not good for me is I shop a lot. So I would do that. I would just go to the mini sale and I'd be like, okay, $20 here is going to get me so much stuff.
What would you get?
Oh my gosh. I bought the makeup wipes. I bought like a couple of those, the headbands. I've bought hand towels just because I can buy a hand towel. Oh, they have like weird caps that have nonsense sayings on them.
I love this is the best kind of store. Where you're like, why not?
Stationery.
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Pens. I bought so many pens and notebooks with weird sayings on them. They're obsessed with Pink Panther over there. So I there's so much Pink Panther stuff. Oh, I bought like a rechargeable battery thing for my phone. Everything's so affordable. I bought a water bottle with a nonsense saying on it. bear cartoon doormat that was like $2. So yeah.
I know what I'll be doing. Yes, you should come visit there. You in China.
You should go.
Maureen, this has been awesome. It's been so great to have you on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about your book that just came out.
It's fine.
Oh, God. No. Well, let's just give a brief.
Yeah, I can recap. Give a quick. Yeah. Yeah. It's The Way You Make Me Feel, and you can find me at MaureenGu.com. And yes, I'm working on another YA novel that comes out next year called Somewhere Only We Know, and it's like a one-day love story based on Roman Holiday. I know, it's my favorite.
You write rom-com just a delectable way.
Oh, thanks. This The Way You Make Me Feel is not really a romance. There is like a cute romance in it. It's more like my story about a girl who learns to feel feelings, and it's my little love letter to LA and food. Yeah. So
it's very, the LA specifics are really, I've just started digging into it and already I'm like soaring. You know when you read or you watch something that's about a place where you live in and it's so authentic and it just feels extra special. Like I felt when I watched Fever Pitch for the first time.
Boston. You know, I lived in Boston for a couple of years.
I saw. Yeah. Yeah, that's where we are both from.
I appreciate
from.
All of your guys' Boston references.
Oh, well, likewise about your LA references.
Dunkin' Donuts. Well, I just discovered Munchkins. People kept saying Munchkins, and I was like, what?
Yeah, that's like, what you mean donut holes? Yeah, and Dunkin' Donuts is slowly taking over Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah?
There's another one going in nearby. Yeah, soon we will have all of LA speaking like we do about only donut holes.
Yeah. Well, thanks again, Maureen.
Thank you, guys. I'm so glad to be here.
Obsessed with Maureen.
I loved talking to Maureen. I am truly touched that she brought us gifts.
I know. I've used mine.
I have too, yeah. Although mine has been hijacked by my children.
Well, we knew that was going to happen.
It was an adorable little animal washcloth that they stole, but I'll let it slide.
Kate, how did you do with your intent cheese last
LOL,
week?
Dory. Didn't do it at all.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, sometimes these intentions just slip through the cracks.
Yeah, I get it.
And I had challenged myself to meditate once because it makes me feel so good when I do it. And I failed. I didn't make the time. I didn't have the time.
Yeah.
It's still something I would really like to do. But I, you know, honestly, sometimes I feel like, you know, like right now might not be that I might not have it.
Might not be
available.
The time.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not a failure. It's a learning experience.
Totally. Well, Kate, I got news for you.
Did you stretch those legs?
No. Sure didn't.
Not once?
Well, a couple times. So you can work out early in your IVF cycle.
Oh, well, yeah, you've got this going on.
Yeah. So I did go to Flywheel a couple times.
Which is a spin class.
And at the end of class, I did an extra leg stretching by, you know, hanging down.
On the bike.
No. Oh. I got off the bike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Got off the bike and leaned over and just did it like a forward fold.
Great. That's what I envisioned for this leg challenge.
But I didn't really do it consistently.
That's so, okay.
You know, I don't know. I think I might need... Maybe if I get back into journaling, I can write down my weekly intentions like on a page and just...
That's a great idea. And just write to reflect on.
Yeah, and just write about how I do or not do them?
One thing I do feel like would be an interesting observation is like your before and after. Like, did totally. This did I do it? And then did it make a difference that felt good?
And did it stick?
Yeah.
Like not being late has like pretty much stuck.
Has listening to classical music in your car?
Yes.
That's amazing.
And so that has stuck in the sense of I no longer exclusively listen to classical music. Like I have introduced news and podcasts back into my repertoire, but I like a few times lately, what has been happening is I'll be in traffic and I'll be annoyed and I'll be like, nope, putting on the classical.
Good for you. You found a remedy.
Yeah. So that's been really nice.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, that's the fun part about doing these things is that we are finding things. It really totally. Does help to kind of just call these things into being.
Yes. Is there anything that you have stuck with?
Kate, what have I stuck with?
I don't know. You had some organizing intentions.
Yes. And there are, for me, a lot of my intentions have been just kind of like setting better habits.
Yeah.
And I do feel like I am in better routines. Like that's I'm great. A little bit more.
And sleep. Sleep was a big one.
Sleep
for
is
you.
A big one. I think what has really been cool about doing this is that it just helps me keep these things in my brain.
Yeah, totally.
Like last night at around 11:45, it was late for me. And I was like, I want to just sit here and look at my phone. And then I was like, no, you know what? It's 11:45. You're going to feel so much. You have a busy day tomorrow. You're going to feel a lot better if you just like turn it off and go to sleep.
Totally.
And I did. I passed out in 2 seconds.
That's great.
And it was the right choice. So it does help me keep these things kind of in my brain.
So what is your intention for next week?
This is kind of a long story.
Hit me.
Dory, I shared some organizing on our Instagram stories on the Forever 35 Instagram. One thing I shared was a shelf that I have over my toilet.
Yes.
Where all my makeup is organized.
Yes.
Well, that unleashed numerous comments from people about poop particles.
Yeah.
That there's a whole world I didn't know existed where when you flush a toilet, that sprays fecal particles into the air and gets on all the things in your bathroom. And many people encouraged me not to keep things close to my toilet. And then I posed a follow-up question to the Instagram world because I had never even heard of this. And then I was being sent article links and I was curious if our listeners had heard of this. And it turns out many people have. Many people close the toilet when they flush. Many people don't leave their toothbrushes in their bathroom. I mean, listen, this blew my mind.
Okay.
And one thing I kind of said in the Instagram story was like, well, maybe my intention will be to shut my toilet after I, like, put the lid down after I go to the bathroom so the poop particles don't spray. And then I was like, you know what? Here's what my real intention is going to be after this whole journey of poop particles, which I just want to apologize to the person who said, please don't talk more about poop on the show, but we're doing it. It's that I'm not going to take this on as a worry.
I love this.
I'm not going to take it on is a quote from June Diane Raphael, who's an amazing actor, podcaster, activist, woman I love, friend. And she has said this on the show, the podcast Bitch Sesh, another podcast I love, that there are certain things that she's just not going to take that on. And I purchased the pin from Bitch Sesh and I wear it proudly on my jean jacket. And this popped into my brain. That do I want to worry about this thing? The answer is no. My life has not been affected by it in any way. If I am spraying fecal matter on all my makeup and all my toothbrushes and things, I've been doing it for decades now. You know, I always have had a small bathroom. In New York, my bathrooms were smaller than they are now. And I'm okay. I'm still here. So everybody who is taking poop particles on, I applaud you. You are living a healthy life. Good for you. But I just can't add it to my list.
Kate.
So not going to take that
on. I applaud you.
I thought a lot about this. Trust me. I went through a real journey with these poop particles.
Oh, I know. I feel like you brought me along.
I'm glad to know you also are not, this is not part of your life either.
No.
You would be shocked. I got more messages on Instagram than anything we've talked about.
I saw. You got a lot.
You know, and I am closing my toilet lid when I remember, but it's just, I can't add another thing to my,
I hear you.
So anyway, that's where I am. Where are you at this week? What's your focus?
My focus is just to not push it with this IVF
Good.
Cycle. You know, I'm going to the retrieval's on Wednesday. I'm just going to spend the rest of the day lying on the couch.
Do you have a show you could watch or a book you could read?
Well, I can binge season 3 of Lovesick.
Oh, gosh. Yes, because my favorite.
I've gotten through seasons 1 and 2, but that's only going to last me like 2 hours. Yeah, so I'm going to find some other stuff.
Ali Wong's new stand-up special.
I saw it because I interviewed her for Elle.
God, she's so cool.
Yeah, she's very cool. So yeah, I'm just going to try to like take it easy. And that's my intention.
You know what? As we say here on the podcast, I love that.
Oh, thank you,
Kate. Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I had an awful realization. I was listening to an episode of the show and chuckling along. And I realized I say, I love that. I mean, we both do. It's maybe a common phrase here, but I also realized that I made fun of The Bachelor Ari for saying it constantly on his season.
Oh.
He says it for everything. I love that. I love that. So I realized I'm no better than The Bachelor.
I disagree.
I mean, I didn't, you know, get engaged to somebody and then break up with her weeks later.
No,
but
you sure didn't.
But I realized we say the same thing as Ari The Bachelor.
Well, that's a good note to end on.
What can you do? On that note, Forever 35 is hosted and produced by Kate Spencer and Dori Shafrir, and produced and edited by the one and only Sammy Junio. Please leave us Apple Podcast reviews. It really helps people find the show.
You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 781-591-0390 and email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. Cut that out, Sammy.
Sammy, cut it.